I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and I'm here on the Real Relationships Show sharing my solo sessions. These sessions are accumulation of my expertise, my experience, my thoughts, my opinion, the answers to questions I get asked in my email and on my socials, and the questions that I answer every week on my regular radio slot. So grab a drink, sit back, relax, and let's get ready to start changing your life by changing your relationship. Hi, Andy. Well, it's a really personal question I've got this week. And it's a question that, again, has been asked by a number of people. I've got Kath, Simon, Sharon, John, Dave, Sarah, Elizabeth. And it's the question that led me to do what I do now. It's this question that led me to study for a psychology degree 10 plus years ago. And that question is, why do people treat each other the way they do? Or, as some of our listeners have asked, why does my partner treat me the way he or she does? And it's a really big question to start to unpick. But in short, it's because they know no better. Now, you might think that's crazy. We're all adults. Of course we know better. Of course we know how to treat each other. But the trouble is in relationships is we have nothing to guide us. We only have the relationships that we have witnessed, that we have grown up around, to model to us how to have adult relationships. And if, as a child, you were in a relationship with your parents and your parents didn't treat you with unconditional love, and the love they gave you was conditional. So we've all been in that situation where we've perhaps said it to our children, but our parents, I'm sure, have said it to us. You can have dessert if you eat all of your peas. Now, that's a really tiny example of conditional love. But in relationships, we become conditional when we hear ourselves saying, I'll do this for you if you do that for me. That starts to take us into a conditional relationship. And what happens as we get older, we begin to learn that to get what we want, we have to put conditions on it. If you do X for me, I will do Y for you. If you do X for me, I'll do Y for you. And we carry that at a really, really subconscious level throughout our lives. And we'll take it into the workplace, in relationships in the workplace, where we have a contract that tells us what we have to do. And if we fulfill the terms of our work contract, guess what? We get paid. If you don't do it, you don't get paid. Or you might get paid, but you have to suffer consequences. So as you can see, these conditional relationships filter through every area of our lives. But in an intimate romantic relationship, it can become really, really difficult when the relationship has started on a conditional footing. So the key thing here is to be aware of when you are putting conditions on your relationship. And that can be your intimate and romantic relationships, but it can be the relationship you have with your child or your parents or your friends as well. If you hear yourself saying, I will do this for you if you do that for me, or yes, of course you can have that, but I need X in return. I need you to do something in return. That becomes a conditional relationship. Now, don't get me wrong, many aspects of really healthy, unconditionally loving relationships have conditions attached to them as well. In my own relationship, whoever cooks the dinner, the other partner does the washing up, puts the plates away, loads the dishwasher. So, you know, that is a slight condition, but that's an agreed condition, if you like. We both agreed that one of us would do the cooking, the other would deal with the washing up, deal with the dishes. And that's part of the terms that make our relationship work. And all relationship has its own set of rules, if you like. And when both parties, or three parties, if you're in a throuple, who knows? But all parties in a relationship, when they agree to those terms, that's absolutely fine. It's been agreed, everybody knows where they stand, there are boundaries in place. You know what is required and expected of you in the relationship. Similarly, if you have a stay-at-home mum, it's usually the mum stays at home, but I know there are more and more house husbands these days. But if one partner goes out to work and the other partner stays at home, then what is expected in that relationship? The one that goes out to work is expected to pay all the bills, for example, but the one that stays at home, well, it's their responsibility to look after the home. It doesn't mean they are a slave, and there are lots of things within this that can be unpacked at a later date. And I am happy to take your questions on any of these things. Just email Andy at theloveshow.co.uk and your questions will get to me and I will answer them in more depth. But for now, we are talking about why people treat people the way they do. And it is, as I have said, it is because they know no better. Throughout their life, the relationships that they have watched, that they have learned from, have been conditional. If, unfortunately, you've been in an abusive relationship, and that's kind of where my journey started, I had three abusive relationships before discovering what was going on, before ending up in the really healthy relationship I'm in now and have been for the last 10 years. But it took me a long time to understand why my partners were abusive. Now, I'm not excusing their behavior by any stretch of the imagination, and I have done a lot of work around this, and I have dealt with the trauma of abusive relationships. But I've recognized through my training, through my studying, through my own counseling, that my husbands knew no better. They were learning from the relationships that they had been party to in their formative years. Now, most of our behavior, most of our beliefs are laid down by the time we are 7 years old. So the relationships that were around you up to the age of seven are likely to be the relationships that form the blueprint for the way you are in relationships. Now, as I've said, I can go into this in so much more depth, Andy, and I'm happy to do so. But for now, have a think, those of you that have called, have emailed rather, have a think about the relationships you were surrounded by in your early years and ask yourself, am I modeling? Am I doing the same? We hear so many stories of generation upon generation following the same relationship trajectory. And that is because they know no different. When you actively say, I want things to be different, I want them to change, then we can start to look at the behaviors that you are exhibiting, the behaviors you are taking into your relationship, and the behaviors that you are modeling to your own children and the younger people who look up to you. This is a really fascinating topic and one I can't do justice to in a few minutes this evening. But please email in andy@theloveshow.co.uk with your questions, with any comments as well, and I will address those another time. Thanks so much, Andy. I'll speak to you again next week.
Join me in the next solo session where I'll be intimately yours once more. I'm Deb Morgan, the Real Relationships Expert, and you've been listening to The Real Relationships Show. Don't forget to like, subscribe, support, or send me a voice message, and you might feature in a future episode.